What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for joining me today for episode number 38 of the Car 5 Podcast. I'm your host, Joshua. For today's episode, we're going to be talking about the brand new GT car from McLaren, the McLaren GT. So as usual, everyone, let's go ahead and just dive right into things. Like I had said, guys, this is the brand new GT car from McLaren, their first ever, so we're just going to get right into things. We got a lot to talk about. Starting off with the body style, you can tell this is a much more smoother, calmer type of car compared to what McLaren typically makes. It is a GT car. It's not their typical supercar or hypercar. So if you look at this car from the side, I think you can see some 720-ish styling on the GT. But if you look at it head on, you know, as if you're looking at the hood and the headlights, I think there's some 570 aspects to it. But overall, it is much more of a calmer looking car, a smoother looking car. It is a bit longer, of course, since it is a GT. It's meant to be a little bit more comfortable. But because it is longer, you are going to have a little bit bigger wheels. Specifically, you're going to have 20s in the front and 21s in the back. Overall, as a body style for McLaren's first ever GT car, I think it actually looks phenomenal. I think it looks great. And of course, it is a McLaren, so you're going to have those dihedral doors that go up. You are still in a McLaren car, which leads me to the next thing we're going to talk about, performance. It being McLaren, it's still going to be fast. It's still going to be agile. It's still going to be driver-focused. Now, in this GT, you're going to have a 4-liter V8, which actually is going to utilize a little bit of a smaller turbo setup. The reason for that, you're going to have a faster spool, which will give you a little bit more torque in this car. Now, your 0 to 60 time is going to be 3.1 seconds with a top speed of a little over 200 miles per hour. You're going to have 612 horsepower with 465 foot-pounds of torque. Now, weighing in at 3,384 pounds, the GT is lighter than Ferrari's Portofino and Aston Martin's DB11. The GT also is going to have a little bit more of a deeper growl to it. So the reason why I bring up the Aston Martin and the Ferrari is the price point that it is, the performance you get, and what type of car it is very competitive when shopping for your next GT car. Something to definitely think about if you're getting into your next GT purchase. Now, moving on to comfortability of the car, there's a ton of things. It is a lot more bigger, so you're going to have more room. Specifically, you're going to have 14.7 cubic feet of space to fit a set of golf clubs in, skis, luggage, handbags. You're also going to have a frunk, which is a front trunk, very common in sports cars and supercars. So this is a proper GT car. It's a little bit longer. You're going to have a longer wheelbase. It's more comfortable. You're going to have more room to actually put things in. You're going to have fully adjustable seats and a steering wheel. Now, the cool thing about the comfortability of this car is the seats, because they are optimized for additional padding for spinal support. Given that the seats are also heated, whenever you take a long drive, you're going to be comfortable. Living in California in the United States myself, in this car, I would feel fully confident I can drive from the Bay Area to Los Angeles and not be sore at all. I'll be extremely comfortable. You're also going to have an electrochromic glass roof, ambient lighting in the car. You're going to have a brand new infotainment system, which for all you Apple fans, I'm sorry. This is an Android-based McLaren infotainment system, entirely developed in-house by McLaren. Now, like I said, getting on to my favorite thing is this GT is going to use technology from the McLaren 720S. And it's called Optimal Control Theory Chassis, which allows the car to read the road ahead and make suspension adjustments to make the car more comfortable. So if you happen to be going on a more bumpier road, the car is going to sense that, soften the suspension, more comfortable ride. This is a GT car, so comfort does matter. Now, of course, there's several options in the car. You can have leather, cashmere, Alcantara. You also have three driving modes, comfort, sport, and track. And last but not least, you can get an upgraded sound system if you prefer, which is Bowers & Wilkins premium audio system. Last but not least in this thing is price. Now, of course, it is a McLaren, so you're still going to be up there a little bit, but not as much as what you might think. Starting at $210,000, it is cheaper than the 720, but it is in direct competition with a Ferrari Portofino and according Aston Martin vehicles. Getting into a GT car that's priced like this, you really have to look at the whole package. And if everything we're hearing and reading and seeing is correct, the McLaren GT is the whole package. It's comfortable, it's fast, you got plenty of room, which really makes it difficult to find your next purchase when you're looking for a GT car. Me personally, when I think GT, my mind goes immediately to Aston Martin. It doesn't go anywhere else. But now with this McLaren GT, it's definitely something to think about. I mean, this is, I think Aston Martin hit their first ever GT car completely out of the park. It looks great. It's beautiful. I can tell it's going to perform well. I absolutely can't wait to see one in person. Cross our fingers for Monterey Car Week this year. And I think they're going to do very great with this. The GT from McLaren is a car that many McLaren owners wanted. And thus, they got what they asked for. Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes episode number 38 of the Car 5 podcast, talking about the McLaren GT. Don't forget to follow on Instagram, like on Facebook. Of course, remember subscribing to the YouTube channel, free chance to enter a free giveaway for authentic brand merchandise, shirts, hats, jackets of your favorite car brands. So don't forget to subscribe. Anything you guys need from me, just send me an email. info@car5podcast.com. Would love to connect with you. Don't forget to tune in May 24th for episode number 39. We're going to talk about Celine and see what they're up to nowadays. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. And please remember to drive safe. Have a good evening. Thank you.